This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A day after Denver set an all-time heat record for a day in March, temperatures are forecast to moderate at least a little today. The thermometer at DIA reached 87 Wednesday, the warmest March day on record. Other parts of the state were also extremely hot, with Fort Collins reaching 90 at the airport, Grand Junction getting to 87, as well as Denver. Today should be in the low 80s in Denver, the low 80s, with a 20% chance of much-needed showers late in the day. Early warning signs point to a vehicle malfunction as the cause of the 24 fire burning near Penrose, KRCC's Brianna Heaney.
A preliminary investigation shows a vehicle traveling along Highway 115 had some kind of malfunction that sparked the fire. As of Wednesday afternoon, the fire has burned 7,500 acres with 44% containment. Highway 115 remains closed, but authorities anticipate it will reopen on Friday. Evacuation orders were lifted on Monday. Both Fremont and El Paso counties are under some fire restrictions. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
A Colorado mom was in the Los Angeles courtroom where a jury found Facebook and YouTube harmed a young user. Lori Schott was one of several parents who say they lost children to harms from social media and have advocated for better online safety for kids. For Schott, the verdict was validation.
For the world to see that big tech, predatory tech, Meta, Google, knew what they were doing and put profit over safety.
Schott says she and other parents who lost kids due to social media will not stop. They plan to continue to be in courtrooms to hold tech companies accountable and in the halls of Congress until a bill that protects kids online gets signed into law. This is CPR News. You can find more at cpr.org. It's 8:06.